堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello.I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天，咨询顾问 Tate 女士要和另一位顾客见面，牛仔裤经销业的巨头 Gomez 先生。Tate 女士大大的赞扬 Gomez 先生的牛仔裤销售量最大，拥有的连锁店最多，同时还成功地经营着邮购业务。像这样一位生意发达的牛仔裤大王，为什么还要请教咨询顾问呢？我们得听了他们的讨论才知道。但是先要学个生词，牛仔裤的英文是 jeans， J-E-A-N-S， jeans。 好，我们去参加他们的谈话吧，请边听边想这个问题。Gomez 先生销售什么商品？
Mr. Gomez, the blue jeans king. Welcome.
Whatever you've heard, it's not true.
It's not true that you sell more jeans than anyone?
True. It's true.
It's not true that you have more jeans retail outlets than anyone.
Yes, guilty as charged.
It's not true that your jeans catalogs are in every home?
Well, almost every home. We don't have 100% market penetration.
Tate 女士用了个有趣的头衔来招呼 Gomez 先生。我们再听一遍是什么称呼。
Mr. Gomez, the blue jeans king. Welcome.
Whatever you've heard, it's not true.
Tate 女士把 Gomez 先生称为牛仔裤大王，从他的语调也能听出这是个善意的玩笑。Gomez 先生也半开玩笑半认真地否认说，你听来的传闻都不可靠。Tate 女士承接了他的意思，随即提出几句反问。注意，他用的是陈述句的否定式，但是从他的语调可以听出，他其实是在问问题。我们听听他先问什么。
It's not true that you sell more jeans than anyone.
True, it's true.
尽管 Gomez 先生承认自己的牛仔裤销售量比谁都大，但是他还是谦虚的不愿意承担牛仔裤大王的称号。我们再听听 Tate 女士怎么对他步步逼近。这儿先得学个生词 ，outlet, O-U-T-L-E-T, outlet.这里是指商店 ，retail outlet 就是零售店。还有句话原本是法庭上的常用语 ，guilty as charged， 所控属实。当然，各位一定能够想得到，用在他们的谈话里，这也是句不能当真的玩笑话。
It's not true that you have more jeans retail outlets than anyone.
Yes, guilty as charged.
Gomez 先生承认自己拥有的零售店确实比别人多，于是 Tate 女士又拿出能说明 Gomez 先生真是牛仔裤大王的最后一条证据，他的牛仔裤邮购样本几乎家家都有。样本用英文说是 catalog， C-A-T-A-L-O-G， catalog，把 catalog 散发到千家万户，让顾客看了目录上的商品图片和规格价格等介绍来邮购商品，也是重要的推销手段。我们听听这回 Gomez 先生又怎么说。这儿还有个生词 penetration， P-E-N-E-T-R-A-T-I-O-N， penetration，它的意思是渗透或者渗透力，而 market penetration 是指市场渗透率。
It's not true that your jeans catalogs are in every home.
Well, almost every home. We don't have 100% market penetration.
Gomez 先生的回答是，他公司的样本 are almost every home. Almost every 意思是虽然不是每一个，但也几乎是全部的了。他接着说，自己的企业并没有100%的市场渗透率。其实这也只是他自谦的推脱罢了。有谁能霸占全部市场呢？ Nobody has 100% market penetration. 接下来请大家再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边试着回答这个问题。
What does Mr. Gomez sell?Mr. Gomez, the blue jeans king. Welcome.
Whatever you've heard, it's not true.
It's not true that you sell more jeans than anyone?
True. It's true.
It's not true that you have more jeans retail outlets than anyone?
Yes. Guilty as charged.
It's not true that your jeans catalogs are in every home?
Well, almost every home. We don't have 100% market penetration.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What does Mr. Gomez sell?
Blue jeans.
接下来 Gomez 先生说明自己的来意，他希望通过电子贸易拓展业务，以便开辟更广阔的市场。电子贸易或者电子商业，用英文表达是 electronic commerce, electronic, E-L-E-C-T-R-O-N-I-C, electronic, commerce, C-O-M-M-E-R-C-E, commerce. 好，我们继续参加他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。Gomez 先生希望进入什么领域发展业务？
You don't have 100% market penetration yet.
No, not yet. But we're working on it.
How can I help you toward that goal? What brings you in today?
We want to go global.
You don't mean open more retail outlets?
No. We want to sell on the internet.
You're talking about e-commerce.
Precisely. We want to get into electronic commerce.
Tate 女士承接 Gomez 先生的话题，提出他们还没有100%的市场渗透率。我们听听 Gomez 先生的应答，特别注意他俩带有调侃的语调。
You don't have 100% market penetration yet.
No, not yet, but we're working on it.
Gomez 先生说 ,we are working on it. 短语 work on, 意思是致力于某方面。说到占有100%的市场，他俩都带有点开玩笑的口气，那是因为他们明白那并不现实。接着 ,Tate 女士的口气由玩笑转为严肃，她这样问
,How can I help you toward that goal? What brings you in today?
他问 ,What brings you in today? 这句话里的 in 含义是 into our office, 或者 in here to this place. 我们再听着他俩的一问一答。
How can I help you toward that goal? What brings you in today?
We want to go global.
Gomez 先生说 ,We want to go global. 这里的 go 意思是 start doing something.这句话在这儿的意思是，他的公司想走向世界，在全球销售牛仔裤。Tate 女士以为他还要开更多的零售店，她感到惊讶，因为她知道 Gomez 先生已经开了许多零售店了。我们再听听他怎么表示惊奇，而 Gomez 先生的真正打算是什么。
You don't mean open more retail outlets?
No, we want to sell on the internet.
Tate 女士以 you don't mean 开头的句型来表示惊奇。实际上 Gomez 先生并不想再多开零售店，他是想在因特网上进行销售，这就是所谓的 electronic commerce, 或者简称 e-commerce。佩德女士再次希望确定自己没弄错对方的意思。我们听听她怎么说。
You're talking about e-commerce.
You're talking about 引出的那句话常常是把对方的言辞用别的方式改说一遍，目的是确定自己的理解是否正确。我们再听几个类似的例子。
We want to sell on the internet.
You're talking about e-commerce.
We want to sell more jeans.
You're talking about opening new stores.
We want to get catalogs in every home.
You're talking about 100% market penetration.
我们一起练习应用 You're talking about 开头句型。请你在听到一句话以后，马上用 You're talking about 起头的句子，再加上自己对这话的解释，来求证自己对这话的理解是否正确，然后再参考一下我们的说法。先给大家举个例子，你先会听到这样一句话
We want to get into electronic commerce.
你马上可以这样说，来求证自己的理解是否正确。
You're talking about internet sales.
然后你会听到我们的应对作为参考。
You're talking about internet sales.
好，接下来请大家按照这个模式一起来参加练习。
We want to get into electronic commerce.
You're talking about internet sales.
We want to sell more jeans.
You're talking about opening new stores.
We want to get catalogs in every home.
You're talking about 100% market penetration.
我们再回到他们的讨论中来，听听 Gomez 先生有什么反应。
You're talking about e-commerce.
Precisely. We want to get into electronic commerce.
Gomez 先生说 precisely 就是十分正确。他是在说 Tate 女士的理解完全对。他说的 get into 意思是 start doing something, 相当于 go into. 好，让我们再听一遍他们的这段讨论，请边听边试着回答这个问题。
What does Mr. Gomez want to get into? You don't have 100% market penetration yet.
No, not yet. But we're working on it.
How can I help you toward that goal? What brings you in today?
We want to go global.
You don't mean open more retail outlets?
No. We want to sell on the internet.
You're talking about e-commerce.
Precisely.We want to get into electronic commerce.
请根据刚才听到的内容回答问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What does Mr. Gomez want to get into?
E-commerce.
Gomez 先生想利用电子商业来开辟新的市场。Kate 女士也认为她这样一定能在使用电脑并接触万维网的那些人中间打开市场，人们甚至还能在电脑咖啡馆这样的地点购买商品。这儿有几个词组和生词得学。 The World Wide Web The World Wide Web 是万维网，能进入万维网的或者接触万维网的，用英文表达就是 with access to the World Wide Web， 而接触电脑的用英文说就是 with access to computers。 电脑咖啡馆用英文说是一个词 Cyber Cafe， C-Y-B-E-R-C-A-F-E Cyber Cafe。 好，我们继续听他们的讨论，请边听边找寻这个问题的答案。 Gomez 先生为什么想应用电子商业？
Electronic commerce will definitely broaden your market.
At least to the market share with access to computers.
And with access to the World Wide Web.
With e-commerce, we can reach more people.
You can access other markets without opening new stores.
Every cyber cafe is a store.
That's true. Anyone can walk into a cyber cafe and log on.
Point their browser to our website and buy a pair of jeans.
Tate 女士和 Gomez 先生马上指出电子商业的功能。我们来听听他们怎么说。
Electronic commerce will definitely broaden your market.
At least to the market share with access to computers.
Tate 女士指出电子商业必定会扩展 Gomez 先生的市场。她用 definitely 这个词来强调必然如此。Gomez 先生也认为他的市场占有面至少会扩展到那些接触电脑的人之间。市场占有面或者市场占有率用英文表达是 market share。刚才说过接触电脑的用英文说就是 with access to computers。Gomez 先生用短语 at least, 意思是至少。我们再听着他的话。
At least to the market share with access to computers.
Tate 女士听了这句话有什么反应呢?
At least to the market share with access to computers.
And with access to the World Wide Web.
Tate 女士认为这些人光是接触电脑还不够还必须能进入万维网。那么电子商业也就是 e-commerce, 效能是什么呢?我们继续听他俩的评论。
With e-commerce, we can reach more people.
You can access other markets without opening new stores.
他们认为利用 e-commerce 能够接触更多的人，也就是销售对象，而且不必增设商店。Tate 女士说 access other markets. 这里的 access 和刚才的不同，它是动词，意思是进入。她还说 without opening new stores.Without 加上动名词短语常常用来说明某种特定情况我们再听几个例子
You can access other markets without opening new stores
We can have 100% market penetration without opening new stores
We can put a catalog in every home without mailing one catalog
People can buy our jeans without leaving their homes
听来他俩对 e-commerce 有很高的评价我们再听听 Gomez 先生怎么样进一步发展 Tate 女士的想法。
You can access other markets without opening new stores.
Every cyber cafe is a store.
他说，应用电子商业，每一个电脑咖啡馆都可以成为一家零售店。电脑咖啡馆 cyber cafe 用 cyber 和 cafe 两个词合成，是指设有跟万维网联网的电脑的咖啡馆。任何人都可以上 Cyber Cafe 利用那儿的电脑上万维网好我们再听听 Tate 女士的话
Every Cyber Cafe is a store
That's true Anyone can walk into a Cyber Cafe and log on
她的话里有个电脑方面的常用语 Log on Log on Log 拼法是 L-O-G Log on 意思是上电脑网络使用电脑和 log on 相对的短语是 log off, 意思是退出电脑网络。例如可以这样说
Before you leave a cyber cafe, you need to log off.
Tate 女士的话里还有这样一个句型 Anyone can walk into some place and do something. 它常常用来表示轻而易举就能做到某事。我们再听几个类似的例子。
Anyone can walk into a retail store and find Gomez jeans.
Anyone can walk into a room and see that he's the blue jeans king.
Anyone can walk into a cyber cafe and use the internet.
好，我们听听 Gomez 先生怎么样进一步完善 Tate 女士的想法。但是，我们先得学个生词 ，browser， B-R-O-W-S-E-R， browser。Browser 是用来查看各个网址的浏览器。
Anyone can walk into a cyber cafe and use the internet.
Point their browser to our website and buy a pair of jeans.
Gomez 先生把 Tate 女士的想法具体化了。他说，去电脑咖啡馆上网的人，只要把浏览器指向他公司的网址，就能买牛仔裤了。 好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边思考这个问题的答案。
Why does Mr. Gomez want to use e-commerce?
Electronic commerce will definitely broaden your market.
At least to the market share with access to computers.
And with access to the World Wide Web.
With e-commerce, we can reach more people.
You can access other markets without opening new stores.
Every cyber cafe is a store.
That's true. Anyone can walk into a cyber cafe and log on.
Point their browser to our website and buy a pair of jeans.
下面请大家根据听到的内容回答问题，答完以后再参考一下我们提供的答案。
Why does Mr. Gomez want to use e-commerce?
To broaden his market.
接下来请大家从头至尾再听一遍他们今天的讨论，让各位有机会把今天学到的词句短语再复习一遍。
Mr. Gomez, the blue jeans king, welcome.
Whatever you've heard, it's not true.
It's not true that you sell more jeans than anyone?
True, it's true.
It's not true that you have more jeans retail outlets than anyone?
Yes, guilty as charged.
It's not true that your jeans catalogs are in every home?
Well, almost every home. We don't have 100% market penetration.
You don't have 100% market penetration yet?
No, not yet. But we're working on it.
How can I help you toward that goal? What brings you in today?
We want to go global.
You don't mean open more retail outlets?
No. We want to sell on the Internet.
You're talking about e-commerce.
Precisely. We want to get into electronic commerce.
Electronic commerce will definitely broaden your market.
At least to the market share with access to computers.
And with access to the World Wide Web.
With e-commerce, we can reach more people.
You can access other markets without opening new stores.
Every cyber cafe is a store.
That's true.Anyone can walk into a cyber cafe and log on.
Point their browser to our website and buy a pair of jeans.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要说的是怎么样给人劝告。
You work too hard. You ought to take it easy.
I ought to, but I can't.
大家都喜欢给别人忠告。刚才那位劝告朋友Take it easy, 意思是别太累，放松点儿。当然，你也可以像下命令般的说这话。
Take it easy.
这样说听来不像是建议，还或多或少带有点责怪的口气，跟这些命令的句子差不多。
Stand up.
Pay attention.
Stay awake.
命令式的劝告不容易被人接受，还是让你对人的要求听来像个建议比较好。例如
You ought to take it easy.
再听几个类似的说法。
You ought to take it easy.
You ought to relax.
You ought to slow down.
You ought to take a break.
你也可以用 should 来代替 ought to.
You should take it easy.
You should relax.
You should slow down.
如果用问句来提出劝告，那就能进一步去除强加于人的口气了。
Why don't you take it easy?
Why don't you relax?
Why don't you slow down?
我们来听一段劝告别人的对话吧。
You work too hard. You ought to relax.
I ought to, but I can't.
You study too hard. You ought to take a break.
I ought to, but I can't.
You walk too fast. You ought to slow down.
I ought to, but I can't.
当然，你可以选用不同的方式来做劝告，例如以问句的形式等等。
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Lucky 博士和我邀请各位再来参加下次会谈。到时候 Tate 女士要和 Gomez 先生商讨他公司的网址， 我是伟伟，节目的主持人。这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。